Blog Talk Radio.
Cross with JoJo War Drummer, MLL Radio, Lax Worm Radio Experience, JoJo's Hidden Trick Question coming on later. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo War Drummer. Check this out, man. All right. Today, tonight, it's 9 p.m. in the East Coast. Different parts of the world. Who knows what time it is where you're at? But you can, everybody, you can tune in and listen to this anytime. By the way, you know, just go ahead and share it. Go ahead and let everybody else know in the lacrosse world, in the sports world, that it's time for lacrosse to grow. It's time for it to get even bigger. Oh yeah, check this out, man. In segment one, we have New York Lizards co-owner Big Al. He's scheduled to call in any minute now. That's going to be rocking, man. Big Al is going to be calling in for the New York Lizards. In segment two, on international lacrosse favor. That's right, international lacrosse flavor. Guest is Turkey lacrosse president Patrick Daugherty. Patrick Daugherty is in Turkey. Well, actually, this month, right now, he's actually in the States. So he's out on the East Coast, so that's pretty cool. He's going to be calling in right about 9:23 p.m. Eastern time. So that's 7:23 Mountain time, about 6:23 Pacific Coast time. So, you know, it's kind of crazy thinking about New York. Do you guys have it good out there? As far as time-wise, as far as sports are concerned, or does the Pacific, the PT, Pacific time, have it better since it's earlier? Or it's hard to say, but what I do know is for sure, okay, it's for sure. Mountain time, you can't complain, man. Mountain time, people, you can't complain. Because if games are starting in New York at a certain time, whether it's late, like say 8 o'clock, late o'clock. Late o'clock. Okay. Check this out. And then it's too early sometimes for Pacific Standard Time because the people are still coming home from work and everything, so they have to catch it on the vibes as far as like streaming it on their phones or their tablets or their computers nowadays, which you can't do. Well, that's a bonus, though. That's a bonus. Pacific time, you got a bonus right there, man. But nowadays, like back in the day, oh, man, back in the 70s, 80s, and sometimes even in the 90s, and even up to early 2000s, actually, now that I think about it, you're going to be a little bit out of luck, okay, because what are you going to do when the games are already rolling back in the Big East? And the Pacific time, you're like trying to find out what you have to listen to the radio and stuff. But nothing's wrong with that. You know, it's cool. You know, radio show, but a lot of times you want to see, you want to watch it on the TV if you can't be there live. You know what I mean? Radio shows are still cool, though, man. Don't get me wrong. Okay, at all. That's what you got, and that's what you got, and that's what you're going to be happy. Okay? But as far as like watching, if you want to get the with your eyes, you want to see with your eyes, not just only a visual in your mind, but you want to see with your eyes. Okay? Man, if anybody wants to call in and talk to Big Al, if anybody wants to call in and talk to Turkey Lacrosse in approximately 18 minutes, I'm going to give you the guest caller number. If you want to call in, listen to it that way. Or if you want to call and ask a question, Okay, you might be able to do so. Just keep it legit, keep it all age appropriate. The call in number is 347-826-9095. Let me say it again. The area code 347-26-9095. Anyways, everybody, we're waiting to get a hold of and for New York Lizards corner, Big L, and find out what he's doing. This is a Major League Lacrosse, MLL franchise. New York's doing some big things, man, out there, and Big L is a big part of that big mix, okay? You like the word big right now going on from It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. But check this out, everybody, real quick, okay? It's we're going to get to some commercial breaks real quick here, okay? And it's cool stuff going on with Major League Lacrosse, the premier professional outdoor lacrosse league, and actually, in my opinion, the premier professional lacrosse league, period. But check this out, man. We got some cool stuff going on with the MLL Houston. Houston. That's right, everybody, in case you haven't heard, in case you've been hiding under a cage, okay, under a rock, so to speak, Major League Lacrosse All-Star Game is going to be in Houston. Can they get a team? And without Houston, I expect you to show up and show up big, man. Let's do this. Just go MajorLeagueLacrosse.com, MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. And I'm going to put on this promo real quick, you guys. The Major League Lacrosse Ultimate Fan Contest has already concluded. It has already picked its winners. Unfortunately, a lot of sad people out there because JoJo Wardrummer didn't win it, and neither did his boy, Tom Bovey. Tom Bovey and JoJo Wardrummer, mark my words, will one day be the guys. Maybe somehow, Major League Lacrosse, huh? Maybe someday they could work it out where the bad boy, Tom Bovey, and the official lacrosse drummer, JoJo Wardrummer, could be those guys and mix it in somehow. We could be like co-captains with the captains of the winners of the contest. But check this out. It's a pretty cool promo, though. Right, hey everybody, something must be going on with Big L for corner for the New York Lizards. He was scheduled to call in at right about now, but he hasn't called in yet, so we're gonna hoist it up and wait it up for and bide the time, so to speak, for Patrick Daugherty of Turkey Lacrosse and see what he's doing up in town. If anybody got any call in questions, if anybody wants to call in, go ahead and do so, man. You got any questions for JoJo Wardrummer? Keeping it real for growing the game of lacrosse, making it bigger. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Check it out, man. Area code 347-826-9095. There's a couple. If you're going to call in right now, and if you want to go ahead and speak some words, speak your own words of wisdom, so to speak, with some talking of lacrosse talk going on, and you want to do a little lacrosse face off with JoJo Wardrummer, go ahead and hit it up, because you don't have that much time to spare. I think he just said tickets are on sale now. MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. Back at Kennesaw, 5th, 3rd State Stadium out there in Kennesaw, Georgia, which is a really cool place, man. When I went there down there to witness live the Denver Outlaws face off against the Rochester Rattlers. Okay, check this out, man. It was one of the best games ever, man. One of the best games, greatest comeback there ever in all the sports. But check, especially with lieu of all the Denver Outlaws had to persevere against on their mindset, so to speak, with a lot of playoff losses and a lot of championship game losses, which helped make it be one of the greatest lacrosse games that this generations has got to witness, okay? Whether you're there in person, whether you're live. But everybody, go to Atlanta. And no matter who's going to be there, I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. It's a great time, man. Great time going on, man. Big L, where are you at? Big L, where are you at, man? Anybody calling Big L. You schedule a call in, man. Big Al, if you're tuning in, 347-826-9095. Anybody has a question for Big Al, come on in. 347. Dial this hotline number, man. 347-826-9095. Anybody wants to tune in, that means you. Capital Y, capital O, capital U. Tune on in. I cut myself off over there. Check this out, everybody.
Be a part of the excitement when the MLS Championship game returns to Kennesaw, Georgia. Last year, a near sellout crowd at this first time stadium saw other games for the ages that kept fans on their feet until the very end.
That's a good point right there. Get yours before it's too late for the MLL championship game. Get yours before it's too late. You know, Atlanta, like I was saying before, man, I really dug this the city, the state. Atlanta was a lot of fun. Me, you know, up here in the Mile High City, I like and love and totally dig everything about Colorado, except for one thing. Maybe a couple of things here and there. But for the most part, the humidity, it's really dry out here. I really like the humidity, man, that Atlanta has to offer, man. Like your skin, the air is soft, the skin is soft. It's good stuff, man. The people's hair could get kind of frizzy. It's kind of fun stuff, no? Huh? What do you think, huh? Anyways, what we were talking about is getting your tickets now, okay? Because 5th Third Stadium, It's a beautiful stadium. It's in a great location, and the way the stadium surrounds it like a horseshoe figure is very, very cool, man. One of my favorite stadiums that I've been to. The staff, the security is on hit. They're on target with everything. The hospitality from the parking lot attendants all the way down to the people walking around. Very cool place to be, man. Very cool. Very cool setups too for the vendors out there, actually. Because on the side over there, I can't tell if it was north, south, east, or west. But from my point of view, it looked like it was on the east side. There was a lot of like a big strip right there for the vendors. And it's cool because it's on the property and it's right next to the stadium. So, for example, you can walk in to about six different locations, exit and entering into the main field right there when you're out there, whether you want to grab whatever the vendors have to offer. You've got like massive apparel spaces for anybody that has lacrosse gear or lacrosse swag, or food vendors. Speaking of food vendors, man, I was really, really enjoying the Southern food and the Southern hospitality. I guess that's what it is. The Southern hospitality that Atlanta had to offer, man. I was really enjoying it. Whether I was at the gas station filling up the rent a car, whether I was at the hotel speaking to the attendants or the housekeeping. Or actually, I was down at the pool, a swimming pool, and there was some kids doing some fancy dives and everything like that at the pool over there, like, which was about, ish, I would say approximately a 10-minute drive from 5th, 3rd State Stadium, Bank Stadium. It was, man, that's kind of a tongue twister, huh? 5th, 3rd State, 5th, 3rd State. Big stadium. Anyways, try to say that one time fast, let alone three times. Anyways, everybody, seriously, man, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Segment one is supposed to have New York, Big Al, co-owner. You know, like what I put on the tags here, man. Big Al has been playing a big role in lacrosse. And arguably the biggest sports market, like New York, they have many sports teams. You know, what team is the biggest? Majority of people I would think would say the New York Yankees. You know, but me, you know the biggest defense at heart as well also is the New York Lizards. Okay, and I would think and I would hope that would agree with me. But check this out, man. We're going to find out what's going on here with Big Al. Let's see here. Big Al, you there? Uh-oh. Double-checking all the notes, everybody, the emails and such for Big Al and stuff like that. And, yeah, but double-checking everything. It's, Anyways, without further ado, Big Al's not getting on the horn as of yet. Something must be going on. I'm sure it's something that we could reschedule and reprogram. Because I'm actually pretty excited. Well, I'm always excited, to be quite frank. If everybody, I'm sure you quite know this, that I'm excited when I'm talking to lacrosse peeps, whether I'm out officiating a youth game, a high school game, or out there talking to the college players or the professional players. I'm always excited talking with the lacrosse players and lacrosse enthusiast, lacrosse fan, whether you're new or you've been here for a long time, you know. But Big Al, man, he's a different story, man, because he's doing some stuff out there. And we're gonna really get him on again, man. I guarantee you, and I promise you, we're gonna get him on. We're gonna get Big Al on. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer on again. Anyways, check this out. I think this is Big Al right now, everybody. Down for the
hey,
Big Al.
Yes, it's me. Hey, JoJo, how are you?
Oh, all right, my brother. I love the accent already, man. I love it. How are you, man? How are you doing? How are you doing, my man, Big Al?
Good, buddy. How you been? All right.
Yeah. I'm doing fine. I was just saying, something must be going on with Big Al. What's going on with Big Al? But I'm sure you're up to some big ideas and big plans, like Big Al does, huh?
No, they told me 9:25 to get on, so I'm a little bit early, but that's good. How's everything with you? How's everything in Denver?
Everything's fantastic. Well, actually, you know, it's kind of weird, Big Al, because I'm liking the humidity that Denver's bringing right now, because It's usually very dry out here, which you know because I hung out with you a few times out here in Denver. The weather is really usually dry, but it's been raining so much lately that the humidity. I'm liking it. Put it that way.
Wow. Okay. Good. Very good.
Yeah.
Very very
mm-hmm.
good. So what are we up to? What's going on now?
Okay, Big Al, thank you for calling in. And yeah, I was checking my messages at 9 p.m. Then I think at one point I did say 9:25. So everybody, that's on me. Everybody listening to It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer on MLL Radio and Laxworm Radio Experience. That's on me because at one point I did put 9:25. So that's on me. One time I put 9 o'clock and then I put 9:25. So thank you, Al, for calling in. You even called in early. But check this out, my man. As Frank Sinatra would say, New York, man, you are doing some. I can't do like Pretty Blue Eyes himself can do it. You know what I mean? But I try, eh?
Yeah, so
Big Al,
what's up?
Go ahead. Oh, okay.
Ahead.
So
I want to thank you for having me on the show. I do a lot of these interviews, but very important to do one for you is always a pleasure. It's an honor.
All right on it, thank you, Big Al, and it actually means a ton to me, man, because I've been wanting to get you on, like always for the longest time. I love talking and hanging out with you in person. I'm gonna love having you on the radio show, and hopefully we'll do this again in the future, Big Al.
Good.
So you are one of the co-owners, for the Major League franchise, New York Lizards. New York has some big teams going on, what I was saying earlier to my listeners, to the fans of MLR Radio. And, oh, by the way, real quick, Laxworm Mike says, wants me to say hi. He wants me to relay a message to you, and he says hi.
Hi, okay, good.
He's a big fan of yours too, obviously. Laxworm's cool, man. I dig him a lot, man. Hey, Big Al, so you guys have been doing some big moves, man, with lacrosse, because lacrosse is no joke, obviously, but New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, you know, they're the biggest, pretty much arguably the biggest markets in anything, and especially even sports. And you guys are having a huge role, and you in particular, Al, with bringing the New York Lizards, bringing in Rob Pinnell in the draft and everything, but bringing in Paul Rabil and stuff like that. You guys are making some huge moves, man. What's going on with you in the off season, and what's going on now? It's transcending into victories.
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to follow what Denver's been doing for the last 10 years. Okay, because they got the most wins in this league over that many years. So we're just trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know, like you said, it is New York, and New York likes to do things big. And when we realized that we had a chance of getting Paul Rabil, we knew that whatever it took to get him, we were going to do. We knew that Chesapeake was real close to making the deal, and we got ourselves involved in the deal, and we offered, you know, first-round picks, and we offered players, and we offered whatever it took to get this deal done, knowing the pro that he really is and what he would bring to our team, and to teach the guys in our locker room, because we're a little bit young, how it is to win. And it was the idea. The thought was to get him in, to let him be one of our leaders, and then the next thing was to bring, you know, Brian Spallina back, a guy who has 6 rings.
Yes.
Knows how to win, and he would be another one. So, you know, to bring these guys in and to make them captains means that they deserved it during training camp. You know, they came in, they did a great job with our guys. Our guys believed in them, and it wound up, you know, it was a risk. We took a risk. We didn't know, you know, what we would get when we got these guys. But so far, so
good. So far, so good, you said?
Yeah, so far, so good. So far, you know, the guys are, you know, they're all buying into what we're trying to do. Joey Spallina is doing a great job with all this, and
yes.
You know, gelling guys together and finding the right lineup and doing what we do and waiting for our college guys to come in, and hopefully we'll be a little bit better. And you know, one thing we do is we stay away from the NLL guys, and we try to stay with a lot of local guys. So when we have practice, we practice with a full team. When we start our games, we have our full lineup here. So that's the direction we went. A lot of other teams have no choice. You know, they don't have guys that are living locally. They have guys that are playing NLL. we just thought to change the culture a little bit, that's what we were going to do.
Interesting, very interesting. And that must have played a pretty big role, so to speak, you guys going so heavily after Paul Rabil.
Well, you know what? We thought Max Scheibel was a great athlete, a great player. We thought that
yes.
you know that he was a winner, but we knew that we couldn't get to the next level with Max Scheibel at that time. We thought, you know, he had some injuries. He was going through some tough injuries. He plays the game so hard that his body gives out, and it's not that he's not in shape. It's not that he's not a great athlete. It's the fact that he plays so hard. So we thought that we needed to get somebody in here that could play a full 14 games. We knew that Paul got his releases and that his foot was fine. We knew that he was healthy. And we thought the New York market would be good for him as well. He would be good for us. And that's what prompted us to do that deal.
Miguel, it's been said, and I'm one of them, that the New York Lizards this year, well, they have won championships. You guys have won championships in the past. But this year, it seems like you guys could have, your whole squad could be an all-star game, an all-star team. What do you think about that?
Well, we got 7 or 8, stars. But, this league, there's only 8 teams. So if you go around every team and you handpick, you're going to get 5 or 6 guys from every team that can be on the all-star team. I mean, this if there was 12 teams, the talent would be thinner. But with only 8 teams in the league, the talent is so good that any given night, anybody could beat anybody. You look at Denver's roster, you look at Chesapeake's roster, you look at Ohio. I mean, their midfield, they got 2 real studs, Schreiber and Baum. I mean, 2 up-and-coming stars. They're going to be stars for a long time in this league. We still we need to bring Luke Dupree in. We think we need a little bit of help on defense. I think what we have over all the other teams right now is we have our full team here. We played a Rochester team that was missing 4 or 5 guys. So, you can't judge that. We played Boston, who's missing 3 of their starters. So, we got a little bit lucky with the schedule. And, we'll see as, week 6 and 7, when everybody gets their guys in, then we'll be able to tell how good we really are. But right now, we're just taking 1 game at a time and trying to, just move forward as a unit.
I love what you guys are doing out there with the New York Lizards. Can I ask which some people might think it's a silly question for me? Why did you pick the name Lizards?
Well, this team was, when this team originated 14 years ago, the owner that bought this team owned the Sobe drink, with that lizard on it,
mm-hmm.
years
yep.
ago.
Yep.
And he mm-hmm. called it the Long Island Lizard. He was from Connecticut, and he named it the Lizards because of that. And he owned the team for about 8 or 9 years, and we just kept, Lizard part of it. When we changed it from Long Island Lizard to New York Lizard, we never thought about changing the Lizard part. And we just left it with that. So really, maybe Florida should have that because of all the lizards they have in Florida. So for now,
yeah.
A name is a name. A name is a name, and like I said, we're just trying to grow every week.
Well, I think you guys can make it. Marketing can make it work. For example, there's a movie out just a few years ago. They had a giant, so to speak, lizard, meaning Godzilla. You guys can use Godzilla, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, I leave all that stuff up to my office staff and those guys. I try to stay on the player side. Names and all the colors and all that I leave up to our CEO and all those guys. Jeff Rudnick does a great job with all that stuff. And, as owners, we try to stay in trying to make the deals and try to get done what needs to get wins. That's what we want, trying to win this thing. So.
And you guys are doing an exceptional job. Big Al, the last, I don't want to bring up some bad memories, but I'm thinking you can make a good memories out of it somehow still. When the New York Lizards, last 2014, the last season when New York Lizards came out here and then played at DU's, you know, part of Peter Barton Stadium against the Denver Outlaws, you were right there, man. You are a strong, brave man because you just sat down right there with a big smile on your face right in the middle of all the orange. And you, I have a picture of you. I got to send it to you, man. I have a picture of you just kicking back there with a big smile on your phone, with surrounded by all the orange. And you're like, that's okay, because I'm owning this right now. That I just want to say that was awesome.
Well, you don't know why I did, why I had that smile on my face. You know what I made sure I did? I made sure I hugged you a couple of times because I knew if they knew I knew you, they would accept me.
So, and I
have a picture of you sitting with me, and I still have it on my phone, and I'll send that to you. And I knew I had to get a couple of pictures of you because I knew if I walked around the stadium with you a little bit, I knew I would be accepted because I know what you mean to that to Denver. So that was why I got in with you. And it wasn't because I loved you so much, it was because I needed to get accepted.
And it worked. You're brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because some people were coming up to me, they were saying, "Hey, who is that?" I was like, "Man, that's we talking about. That's Big L, owner, one of the owners of the New York Lizards." They're like, "Oh, he's cool, huh?" Like, I go, "Yeah, the dude's cool." They're like, "Oh, okay." So then you got the knuckles and the high fives, man. Just to let you know.
Thank you.
People are digging you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I have a. I have a segment on here. It's called JoJo's Hidden Trick Question.
Okay.
Okay. So the New York Giants and the New York Jets, they don't play specifically in New York. They play in New Jersey. Okay.
Right.
There's something else, like a big thing that's a hot topic, so to speak. Something else that's a big landmark that says either is it in New York, or is it in New Jersey, as far as the border lines? What do you think I'm talking about?
Is it in New York or is it in New Jersey?
Yeah.
What do I think you're talking about? That's a good one.
And it's besides the New York Giants and the New York Jets playing actually in New Jersey.
Well, just so you know, they are going to play each other this year, just so you know.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and the reason they're in New Jersey is because when they had to leave the stadium in New York, they tried to keep the New York Jets to try to keep the New York people still involved in it, and that was one of the reasons. But I'm trying to think back to your question, what the answer would be. I don't have a clue of what that is.
Okay, since I love you so much, Big Al, I'm going to give you a good hint. Okay, this huge thing that I'm talking about is something in the right hand is being held up, and instead of I'm thinking the marketing purpose for the New York Lizards. See, I'm giving you a marketing guide. Instead of holding up a torch, this person could be holding up a lacrosse stick.
Wow.
The
Statue of Liberty is holding up the torch.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about, Statue of Liberty. And she should be holding up a lacrosse stick. That's what you guys need to do. You guys need to, you guys superimpose a lacrosse stick on there.
Yeah. I think if you try to do something like that, they might put you right in jail. You're not going to get away with holding near the Statue of Liberty in New York.
Hey, Big Al, is it actually in New York or is it actually in New Jersey?
No,
some,
it's in
I
New
hear
York.
Something.
It's in New York.
Some...
Okay.
In Manhattan. So if somebody calls from New Jersey right now on the hotline number and they say, "What are you talking about, Big Al? That's from New Jersey." Then you're going to get them, and I have your back, Big Al.
No, you definitely do. No, that's for sure. I know where it is. So. Yeah.
Hey, Big Al, are you expecting your team, the New York Lizards, With all due respect to every powerful team in the MLL, because every team is powerful, do you think your chances are fairly high to go to Kennesaw to for your team to be in that championship game in Atlanta, Georgia this year?
Well, if I said no, then I'd be setting the bar too low. I'm going to say yes because that's what we work every day for. So I'm going to say yes, we're going to be there. I should say I'm going to be there. Either way, whether my team's there or not, I'll be there. But
Awesome.
I think with guys like Paul Rabel and you know, Drew Adams and Greg Grillion, and, you know, we have the pieces. You know, you got the best face-off guy in the league. You got the best goalie, you know, one of the best. And we have all the pieces. So hopefully we continue to grow, no injuries. And I think, you know, Paul Rabel's a great leader. I think that he's a consummate pro. And I think that we're going to ride the wave with him.
Yeah, I'm going to say you guys have the Mega Man in Paul Rabel. You guys have the Mega Man in Brian Spallina. And then you guys have a guy that I say is going to be a Mega Man in JoJo Marasco. Man, you guys are loaded.
Yeah, well, we didn't talk about Rob Pinnell yet either. Don't forget.
Yeah.
We got Rob Pinnell, which we don't talk about because, you know, Paul Rabel's been the new news, but you know, Rob Pinnell's been here, and, you know, tell me a better guy than him. So, you know, we got a couple of the best stars in the league, and they're gelling together. They're playing very well together. I think we have, our assists are I think, 100% more than where we were last year. And, you know, they're starting to play like a team and, you know, led by Rob Pinnell and the guys like that. So, that's why we think we have a shot. You know, you got a Rob Pinnell, you got a, you know, Paul Rabel, you have a Ned Crotty, you have a lot of stars, and then you have your role players, and Stone and guys like that are filling in and doing a great job. We think that we should be, you know, hopefully be one of the teams at the end of the day standing.
And of course they have you as one of the guys that are holding them up. Because you are holding them up, Big Al. I would love to have you on my radio show again before the season is over. What do you say, Big Al?
Absolutely. You call me. You let me know whenever you need me. I'll be there. And I'll see you in Denver when I get there. And just give me some time to have a dinner with you one of these nights.
I'm totally down for that. Next time, this coming July, we're gonna kick back and have some dinner, and I'm gonna send you that picture of you in the midst of the crowd.
Send it to me, and I'm gonna send you one right back. Okay.
Awesome, my brother, and everybody, this is a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardromer, MLL Radio, Laxworm Radio Experience. That was segment. I actually titled it New York. New York, and also, and then coming up next, everybody, I have my segment two, which is International Lacrosse League, and we have Turkey Lacrosse President Patrick Doherty. Let's see what Turkey Lacrosse is going on International Lacrosse Flavor. Big Al, thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon, my man.
Thank you very much. Good luck the rest of the way. Thank you.
And right back at you, man. Right back at you and your team and your family and everything.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You too, brother. Patrick Doherty, International Lacrosse Flavor guest, Turkey Lacrosse. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Doing quite well, my man. Hey, Patrick Doherty, I just had New York Lizards one of the owners, Big Al. He called in just a little later on in the show, so we got you on, and we got you on for 17 minutes. If you want to hold on for 17 minutes, so check this out, man. You had a great time out here in the Federation and International Lacrosse. Your team had a good time. You and your team, your wife, and everyone had a blast out here in the Mile High City, representing Turkey. I had you on before, and all the huge, huge thing that's been going on in the country of Turkey. But tell me, what have you been doing? What big moves have you been doing, man? Because you've been moving around a lot. Go for it.
Yeah, man. Well, we're going to be playing in the World Indoors, which will be obviously in September in Syracuse on Onondaga Nation. It'll be our first time at the World Indoors. It'll be the first time a country of our kind playing box indoor, which is pretty amazing. We just went to Prague. I took the Istanbul Sultans to Prague playing the Alex Ovechkin Memorial. We put that team together. We were asked about a month before the tournament if we could put a team together, which we did. We came in 8th out of 21 teams when everybody thought we'd come in last or near last, and we smacked a bunch of people in the mouth. And it looks like we're going to be doing even better next year. And
fantastic.
So, yeah, and this weekend, unfortunately, I'm in, not unfortunately, but I'm in the U.S. at the moment. I'm here for the next 3 months. But this weekend, Izmir Warriors, which is one of the teams in Turkey, which is on the Aegean coast, the city of Izmir, they're hosting the second annual Turkish National Championships. So the Ankara Knights, which is the capital of Turkey, the Istanbul Sultan, and the Izmir Warriors are going to be battling out this weekend to see who will be the national champion of Turkey. Last year, the Istanbul Sultans won, which I was playing, and I actually ended up scoring the winning goal, which was kind of amazing.
Awesome.
Because I played defense. I played defense, so I kind of ran the field. These old legs can run every once in a while.
Yeah, there you go. Very cool, man.
Yeah,
everybody,
man.
This is a good day for it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wargamer. Right now on International Lacrosse Flavor, we have guest Turkey lacrosse president Patrick Doherty, and we're talking about everything that he's doing. Hey, Patrick, I got a quick question for you, man. Since you're going to be here for 3 months, do you plan on attending? I know you're probably going to watch on ESPN3 and on the tube and everything like that, but are you going to be able to make any Major League Lacrosse games live in person?
Well, hopefully. One of my buddies is a referee for the MLL and also D1, and we're going to be in Massachusetts, so I'm hoping at the end of May we'll be able to go to Boston, I believe, and watch a game or two. I'm trying to, maybe even because we our home base when we're in the U.S. is technically in Tampa, so I'd like to make it over to a Florida launch game as well if I can.
Yeah, hit the Florida launch, yeah.
We're putting together actually in Orlando, July 26th. I'm putting together with the Orlando Box Lacrosse League, putting together the Florida Indoor Lacrosse Championship. It's the first of its kind in Florida. It's basically four teams: Tampa, Palm Coast, Jacksonville, and Orlando. Basically, battle it out, see who's going to be the top box men's team in Florida. And it's also a fundraiser for our Turkish national team to get our kids over to the world.
Yeah, so check this out, man, because this is on MLL Radio as well. And what we're doing is on International Lacrosse Flavor. We're growing lacrosse, man, because Major League Lacrosse cares about the youth to the pros and everything in between, just like Laxworm Radio Experience, like Laxworm Radio, man. And check this out.
Right.
Let us know what's going on about this fundraising you're talking about, man. Because lacrosse, it's not like how it used to be a long time ago. I'm not talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and even over 1,000 years ago. I'm talking about within this past century, where only people that are wealthy play the sport. People from all walks of life are playing the sport, and they're loving this sport. It's not like basketball where you could just go get one basketball or get one soccer ball and play it. You need help and you need funds. Turkey lacrosse, Patrick Doherty, let us know about what's going on with this fundraiser, man. Tell us about that.
We're actually doing a couple. The Florida Indoor Lacrosse Championships is a fundraiser for our national team, but it's also, since I'm going to be living in the States now for about 6 months out of the year, I want to start growing box lacrosse for men in Florida. It's the one aspect of that Florida doesn't really have, so I want to start building up some box teams there. There's youth pocket in different areas, like in Jacksonville, West Palm, Tampa. But I want to focus more on the men's side and build it up from there. So we're doing that. We're doing raffles and whatnot that whole weekend. We're going to turn that into an annual event and hopefully spark an actual true indoor Florida men's lacrosse championships here in the next few years. Now, the other fundraiser we're doing is on Funds for Sport. The link is Funds for Sport /campaigns /Turkey Box Lacrosse. And lacrosse is spelled LAKROS, which is the Turkish way of spelling lacrosse. And what we're doing is we're trying to get, we're working hard to raise funds for these kids. I've got about 14 to 16 Turkish kids in Turkey who about 5 or 6 have never left the country of Turkey. They don't even have passports yet. So they're going to get their passports, and the other ones haven't even been in the United States, except for maybe 1 or 2. And what we're doing is we're raising the funds to help get them over, because these kids are going to school in Izmir, Ankara, and Istanbul on scholarships. And they come from small villages or towns in Turkey, and their parents make about $800 to $1,000 a month. So you can do the breakdown. That's about $200 a week that these parents are making. And it's costing us about $3,000 per parent to send them over. So we're busting our little butts to try to raise as much money as possible so that we can get these kids over, or they can't go. Which is unfortunate at this point. It hasn't been announced yet. I guess this will be an announcement here.
Breaking news, everybody, breaking news right here on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse, MLL Radio Show, Lacrosse Radio Experience from Turkey to Lacrosse. Go ahead, Patrick.
No worries. We just got approved for the new sports federation, which is kind of like an incubator for us, like lacrosse. It's sports that are not exactly as popular as other sports, and it's basically an incubator to grow the sport in Turkey. So we just got approved. Some details need to be worked out, but we are now recognized by the Turkish government, and we are now a federation in Turkey underneath this new sports federation, which is huge. We've been working about, I started the sport in 2009, and this was the ultimate goal. So we just acquired it. We got to work out some details still, but we've got approved, so this will help continue the growth of lacrosse in Turkey. Because at World Games this year, I'm actually retiring as a player on the international level. To focus on building a family and my other business ventures. And I'm also stepping down as the president of the Lacrosse Association and the day-to-day operations. So this will allow it to grow without my fingertips being involved every day. And I'll be more of an advisor, and then possibly looks like we'll be myself and my program directors in Izmir and Ankara will be taking over the coaching for the national teams this year. So we'll still be involved, but just in a different way. And this will hopefully grow, because we want to put the sport of lacrosse in summer camps, and we need government funding for that. And that's why the new sports federation is a very big deal. We can now open ourselves up to new cities, which is what we need. We get contacted all the time with kids in all sorts of different villages and cities that want to play. We just don't have the equipment and funding to get to them. and this will hopefully change all that. American football was put underneath this federation. I think it still is. And they grew within about 10, 15 years. There's 60 American football teams in the country of Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we have three teams. If we did this on our own, to be a federation, we would just a normal federation, doesn't need to be sports, we'd have to have five teams. And to be a sports federation, we would need 15 teams. So this is going to help us jumpstart that, be recognized by Turkey, be able to receive government funding, be able to spread the sport like we need to, and then get us to that 15-team level, and then we can spin off into our own separate federation.
Wow. That's a big stuff, man. I see you're I put in my title, man. You've been moving like a madman, and that could be even actually an understatement. Yeah, man, that's awesome stuff, though, man. Hey, Pat, your coat on real quick. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, okay?
Yeah, no worries, man.
Patrick, you have to go to majorleaguelacrosse.com. I'm sure you already do anyways, but you got to get to the hopefully you'll go to the All-Star game, and hopefully you'll get to the to Atlanta. I want to see you in Atlanta. You're not that far away, man. Patrick, far away from it. It's going to be.
Patrick? When is it?
Are you talking about the
not the All-Star game, the championship?
Yeah, the championship game is gonna be in August, man, and you better be there.
Yeah, I can't, man. I'm flying back.
Right.
No worries. I'm flying back August 1st back to Turkey because I got to bring all my kids' gear. You know, because Under Armour is our sponsor. And so I'm picking up, I'm meeting with them next week, picking up sticks and heads and some other items and bringing them back with me to Turkey. So in August, so like the kids can be prepared and play with them. Because September 11th, we're actually, we'll be flying back into New York for the World Games. And what we're going to do, which is actually something I want to talk about, and this is also why we're going to raise funds. September 11th, we fly as a national team into New York City. And we all know what September 11th means and what that day represents.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing as a national team is we're actually going to be going, and once we land, we're driving right to the 9/11 memorial and laying a wreath down on behalf of our Turkish national indoor team to show respect for that day. Which is actually pretty big for us.
It is.
And then that evening
for the country of Turkey to do this, and you being the president, man, I'm glad when you're not going to be president, I'm glad you're going to be an advisor and so on and so forth. Go ahead, Patrick. Keep going. Keep continuing.
Yeah. No worries. And then that evening we're going to go to the Yankees game because it's going to be a hell of a game, especially on that day. The kids, most of them have never been to a baseball game. They're going to be able to get a baseball Yankee cap because that's what happens when you go to New York City for the first time. You always get a Yankees cap. Excuse my language, but forget the Mets. I'm not a Mets fan at all. I'm a Yankees fan. And they're going to have on the big Jumbotron, you know, welcome the Turkish national indoor team. It's an experience that these kids will never experience again. It's a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And it's on a day that means a lot to not only those in the U.S., but the world. And we want to show our respect for that day.
Very, very nice. Very cool. Patrick, we still have a couple minutes. Speaking of the New York Yankees hat and stuff you're going to get, you know, you and the teams are going to get, since you're going to be in New York, I recommend you also get a New York Lizards hat.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll try to make some kind of connection there. I'll try to make some kind of connection there for you. And also, since you were in Denver, since you witnessed a Denver Outlaws game, you know, maybe you need to get, unless you already do, have like a Denver Outlaws shirt, maybe with the JoJo War drummer on it, huh?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely.
Very cool.
No, good seeing you. It was good seeing you in Denver, though. It was my wife enjoyed seeing you. The guys enjoyed seeing you. Of course, I did as well. It was not only seeing you at the Outlaws game, but also at the baseball game as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice surprise.
The, yeah. That's right. That's right. We did hang out at the baseball game too. You're right. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and the tailgating,
was,
we also tailgated together.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we did. That's right.
That bring out some good. That was some good memories, man. We had going on with, you know, with you and all the other teams and everything like that. You and your team were
absolutely
awesome.
Man.
Your wife was a wonderful supporter and wonderful lady as well, dude.
Well, she's sitting right here, so she's smiling for that.
Oh, right on. She's all, he better mention me.
Right. She's the important one behind everything.
Very cool, man. Everybody, it's a good day for us with JoJo War Drummer. Earlier on my segment one, I had New York, with Major League Lacrosse franchise owner of the New York Lizards, Big Al. Right now on International Lacrosse Flavor, we have Turkey Lacrosse President Patrick Doherty, and he just dropped some big news on us as well. And good stuff going on, man. We're supporting you, okay,
right.
Patrick. We're supporting you, and we know some you and your team, and I'm happy that you scored a goal, even though you play for defense. We have approximately 30 seconds, but check this out, Patrick, man. Go ahead. I started on Facebook and everything like that, so sometime tomorrow and even so on the next day and so on, share the status and everything, and then go ahead and put your links in there as well, as far as like how people can help the Team Turkey get funded and everything like that. I'm glad you're doing stuff for the indoor, but don't forget outside rules. Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I was just saying, I'm driving right now from Florida to Virginia, so this is a nice been a nice break. So I appreciate that.
Very cool, man. Very cool. And please tell your team I said hello. And please, you know,
absolutely.
I'm sure your wife already knows. Said hello, and everything that you got going on. Hey, man, it's great having you on, man. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo War Drummer. I'm glad you're moving strong and you're moving forward with lacrosse.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you at Syracuse in September, man.
Hey, if I can make it, I will be there. I'll tell you what, if I could be there, I will be there. Very cool, man.
I'll have a T-shirt waiting for you.
Oh!
That's your incentive.
I would 100% support the Turkey Lacrosse wearing that T-shirt, man. No doubt about it, man. Everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo War Drummer. Thank you so much for Patrick. Everybody,
Thank you, hit him up, man.
Hit him up. You're welcome.
Thank you, buddy.
JoJo
War Drummer,
you're welcome. You too, my brother.
Thanks, brother.